The Supreme Personality of God had said, "My dear son, Prahlad, all good fortune unto you. For the time being, please go to the place known as Sutala, and there enjoy happiness with your grandson and your other relatives and friends." The Supreme Personality of God had assured Prahlad Maharaj, "You shall be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities." Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, accompanied by Bali Maharaj, "My dear King Parikshit, Prahlad Maharaj, the master of all the chiefs of the demons, took the Supreme Lord's order on his head with folded hands. After saying yes to the Lord, circumambulating him and offering him respectful obeisances, he entered the lower planetary system known as Sutala. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, thereafter addressed Sukacharya, who was sitting nearby in the midst of the assembly with the priest, Brahmahota, Udgata and Akvaya priest, Arvayu. "O Maharaj Parikshit, these priests were all Brahmavadis, followers of the Vedic principles for performing sacrifices. O best of the Brahmanas, Sukacharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj, who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified Brahmins." Om Magyan Timaranda Shayanam Jana Salakya Jakshurumiritam Yenatas Mai Sigura Venama Anirupa Sanatano Raguyako Sri Jiva Gopalako Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishtavana Suti Devi Pranami Hari Priye E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bando Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Rara Kantana Namo Brahmai Devaya Go Brahmani Taya Jagati Taya Krishna Govindaya Namo Namah. So here, you know, it's just a little weird that he gives me a verse and the next verse is supposed to be with it. Anyway, here's the purport. When Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj had departed for the planet Sutala, Lord Vishnu asked Sukacharya what the fault was in Bali Maharaj for which Sukacharya had cursed him. It might be argued that since Bali Maharaj had now left the scene, how could his faults be judged? In reply to this, Lord Vishnu informed Sukacharya that there was no need for Bali Maharaj's presence, for his faults and discrepancies could be nullified if judged before the Brahmins. As will be seen in the next verse, Bali Maharaj had no fault. Sukacharya had unnecessarily cursed him. Nonetheless, this was better for Bali Maharaj. Being cursed by Sukacharya, Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, with the result that the Supreme Personality of Godhead favored him for his strong faith in devotional service. As stated in this sastra, Sarvahanam Achuteja Deya. By worshipping Achuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies everyone. Because Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there was no discrepancies in his performances of sacrifices. So I want to go first back to that verse where the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear son Prahlad, all good fortune unto you. For the time being, please go to the place known as Sutala and there enjoy happiness with your grandson and your other relatives and friends." The devotee who gave class on this verse said that he was thought that a little strange, or, you know, that normally, you know, like if you give someone material opulences, that they might fall in Maya. But actually, we don't have to be poor, and we don't have to be deprived of material opulences. If you use your opulences in the service of the Lord, there's no need for him to take them away. It's only if he thinks that your opulences, your beauty, your intelligence, your strength are impediments for to become a pure devotee, then he might take them away. But if they are no need, then he will let you stay rich and healthy and beautiful and strong, etc. So it's I find it a misconception that all devotees are poor, have to be poor. No. We are children of God. And if you have a child, would you be deprive him of anything he desires? You will give it to him. But if he asks for a knife and you know that's no good, you might give him a rubber knife. But you understand that, you know, if he would like to do something for you in special service, it's, oh, I wish I could add this, you know, so I could do this for you. You know, if that meditation is there, he will give it completely. He will give you thousands of pounds. He will give you everything, you know, you need to do your service. And it's sometimes so embarrassing that even a little advanced devotee, if he thinks of something, and it comes on its way, you know, like that. The Lord is in your heart. And that is so nice about, you know, for me, for Krishna consciousness, means to become conscious of the super soul within me. The little voice that gives me a hint or a tip or warns me or somehow or other just, you know, guides me from within and who provides me with everything I need. You know, and that for me, you know, is the aim of Krishna consciousness, because if you know that the Lord is actually in your heart and that he's, for each one of you, that he's taking care of you and that sometimes he humiliates you in order to make you a little humble, you know, if you're getting a little too proud or so. You know, I'm a singer, you know, sometimes I sing so nicely, and then a frog comes in my throat, and I go, and then I'm laughing inside, I think, cheeky. But, you know, he does that to me like that. So, but he's like that, you know. So if you get proud of something, then, you know, he just shows, you know, I can take it away any moment, like that. So, I'm going back to the verses. Can in the pujari room be a little bit softer? Thank you. So, Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, accompanied by Bali Maharaj, my dear King Parikshit, Prahlad Maharaj, the master of all the chiefs of the demons, took the Supreme Lord's order on his head with folded hands. After saying yes to the Lord, circumambulating him and offering him respectful obeisances, he entered the lower planetary system as Sutala. Yeah. So, you know, folded his hands, the Lord is speaking. When a superior is speaking to you, yes, Prabhu, yes, my Lord, what can I do for you? Then he pays obeisances, just like we circumambulate Tulsi Maharani 3 times. It's a sign for those who are new to offer respect. It's a sign of respect. So in India, they circumambulate the temple. You know, who of you circumambulates the manna 3 times a day? Sometimes. You can do it. It's an extra. You want to just go out, especially when the weather is so nice now, at japa time. Just go outside and just circumambulate, and then you hear the voices of the sweet birds and the sun coming up. Nothing is more soothing and sweet. I know, especially now, with all the rhododendrons in flowery like that. And it's, you know, in the house of the Lord. You can enjoy it as servants of the Lord, like that. And it's fresh. You get some oxygen, you know, like, especially if you're a little sleepy during a japa. Go outside, have a japa walk, and circumambulate at the same time. It's good, you know, multitasking. Do things, different things at the same time. You know, you wake up, you get purified by circumambulating like that. Next verse. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, therefore addressed Sukracharya, who was sitting nearby. No, I missed out something. Where was it? One second. Here. Yeah, it is in the same verse. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, thereafter addressed Sukracharya, who was sitting nearby in the midst of the assembly with the priest. He said, O Maharaj Parikshit, These priests were all Brahmavadis, followers of the Vedic principles for performing sacrifices. Who knows what a Brahmavadi is? We know what a Mayavadi is, but what is a Brahmavadi? Yes? No, I know. You know why I know? Because I did a play about it, and in a play, in the narration, it was mentioned what Brahmavadis are. I will read that story now. In the former age of Satya Yuga, there was once an assembly of great sages who met on the banks of the river Sarasvati to perform a great sacrifice. In such assemblies, the sages usually discussed Vedic subject matters and philosophical topics in great depth. The three, one of the sages was saying, the three predominating deities of this material world, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, are directing all the affairs of the cosmos. They are all exalted personalities, but who of them is supreme? One sage said, well, as Lord Brahma created this universe, he surely must be the supreme. Another one said, no. You know, only Lord Shiva can destroy the universe, so he must be supreme. And one other one said, well, you know, Lord Vishnu maintains this universe. I think he must be supreme. So they were, well, I think Brahma, no, Shiva. It went on like that for a little while. Then they thought, we're going to test them. So they requested Bhrigu Muni, who is the brother of Lord Shiva and the son of Lord Brahma, to test these three deities. So, with this request, Lord Shiva, Lord Bhrigu, Bhrigu Muni, went to the abode, to Brahmaloka, the abode of his father. When he saw his father, you know, his father was pleased that he saw him, and he didn't greet him, just like so many of you do in the morning. You don't greet each other. And also not elders, you know. It's, you know, if you see Mother Kalangana, pay your respects, touch the floor in front of her. She's your mother, very exalted personality. If you see, you know, your leader, pay your obeisances, not only to the sannyasis, like that, or to your guru. Any exalted person, you pay respect, at least by nodding your head and acknowledging their presence. We have the most personal philosophy. We are the most impersonal devotees. So Lord Brahma was like this, and he just went straight past by, and Brahma, and took his Brahman thread, and he was about to curse his son. But then, and I have to read this because I don't know it by heart. Let me see. One second. So, Bhrigu Muni purposely failed to observe such etiquette, because if it's the duty of a son or a disciple to offer respects and recite suitable prayers when he visits his father or spiritual master. Lord Brahma became very angry at his son. However, because Bhrigu was his son, Lord Brahma controlled his anger with his great intelligence. This means that although the quality of passion was prominent in Lord Brahma, he had the power to control it. His anger and control of anger are likened to fire and water. Water is produced from fire, but water has also the ability to extinguish the fire. Is that clear? You got it? Okay. That's it. React. If I ask you a question, not your head. Not just stand like that. You all understand it? Okay. So, after testing Lord Brahma, Bhrigu Muni went directly to the abode of Lord Shiva called What's the abode called of Lord Shiva? Kailash. Upon seeing his brother, Lord Shiva became very pleased. Brigu, he said. And he was about to embrace Brigu. My dear brother, please. Your body is smeared with ashes from the crematorium. Please, I would rather you do not touch me. And Shiva went, and became angry. He took up his trident and was about to kill him. And then his wife, his consort Parvati, threw herself at the floor in between them and said, please, don't hurt him. He's your brother. Please, spare him. And then he controlled it. Wasn't pleased with it. Wasn't Suke. No, he was still annoyed with him. And Brigu went off. So then he went to the abode of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Narayan was lying there, being massaged by Lakshmi, massaging his feet. So now, Brigu Muni has insulted Brahma just by non-verbal behavior. By Brahma, he spoke. By Shiva, he insulted him with the words, which is worse, isn't it? So what did he do to Lord Vishnu? He went there while Lakshmi was massaging his feet, and he kicked him on the chest. And what did Lord Vishnu do? Lord Vishnu looked up, because he was a little massaging, and then he looked up, and then he saw this great sage. So immediately he stood up, and he said, my dear sage, oh, please excuse me that I haven't noticed that you entered. Oh, your poor feet. You know, my chest is very, very hard. Please give me your feet. Let me massage your feet. So he said, so when Brigu Muni heard that, he was completely, you know, he felt so bad, but he was also in transcendental bliss. And it was amazing to someone you kick on the chest to who responds like that. Try it in the Brahmacharya sometime. So then he realized. Lord Vishnu, wow. So he went back to the sages, you know, and then they all said, yes, surely, Lord Vishnu must be the supreme, because if Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot control their anger, so how can they save their disciples, their followers, like that? And then from then on, they all worshipped Lord Narayan and went back to Godhead. So what also very significant in this previous verse, that Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he was seeing the Lord, you know, with the four arms, you know. And I find it so very amazing that we, you know, inhabitants, or we're living in Kali Yuga, which is, you know, short-lived, quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. We know about Krishna, two-armed form. You know, so we know, we have been given, like, more knowledge, more intimate knowledge than all these exalted personalities who could only, like in former ages, they only could see the four-armed form of the Lord in their heart. Not a two-armed form playing the flute. And if you hear, you know this, my favorite CD, which everyone should have, especially those living outside, is a Prabhupada CD, and it's called, Hare Krishna classics, and on the front cover is Krishna and Arjuna with the horses in the battlefield. So on it, it's the Mahamantra, and Prabhupada gives the purport, and the Govindam Adipurisham, and the purport. And it starts with the prayers to the six Goswamis, which is the most, it starts with the sitar, and this is the best CD to put on in the morning, if you want to listen to music. And while you put on your tilak or do something else, you listen to the translation, especially in the morning, because your mind is very quiet still, quiet, quiet. So you, if you hear knowledge, you can absorb each word. So in it, in the translation of the Govindam Adipurisham prayers, he says, Lord Brahma, he was given this knowledge that he was an eternal maidservant of the Lord. But, Prabhupada said, he was not given complete knowledge, just partial knowledge. You see? So we, each one of us, we get realizations according to what you think. According to what do we get realizations of God, of His personality, greatness, His supremacy? According to what? Anyone? Guess, use your intelligence. Yes? Pardon? According to surrender. Yes. And of course, in this age, surrender to your desire. And in this age, because of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, you know, and Lord Krishna's appearance, you know, and thanks to Srila Prabhupada, you know, we know that Krishna, to Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. So we who are the most fallen have been given the most intimate knowledge of Krishna, how he looks like, what he likes doing, what he's doing, his activities, his consorts, his everything around him in full detail, the color of his hair, the color of his skin, the color of his eyes, the clothes he's wearing, the instrument he plays, the names of his pet cow, the name of his pet deer, the name of his, you know, whatever. Everything we know in detail about the Lord. So we should consider ourselves most, most fortunate. And because we have given these details, you know, then who doesn't want to go there? You know, who doesn't want to go to the abode, either, you know, play with him as a coward boy, or dance with him as a gopi, or feed him as a mother or father? You know, everything is nectar. You know, or even as a tree or as a peacock, you can dance in front of him or whatever. Everything, when you get more and more purer, you know, it's like a mirror covered with dust, so you can't see yourself clearly. So you start cleaning it, and then you see clearer and clearer. You might have a fright. Jai, Lord Shiv Ki Jai. So when you clean the mirror, you know, I said you might have a fright because then you realize, you know, how much dirt is still on me. You know, see this black spot here and your heart completely black. But, you know, but you see yourself clearer and clearer. So the whole thing of Krishna consciousness is to purify yourself, to purify yourself from lust, from anger, from greed, from madness. You know, and it helps. It works. You know, I've seen people who are actually crazy. They became more or less normal, or sometimes completely normal, like that. Or only sometimes if they make offenses, they become crazy. And sometimes I've seen sane people becoming crazy, like that, you know, because of offenses or whatever. So it's 8:15. Any questions? I can go on, but if you have